Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It is Sunday morning in the Pacific Northwest. Hard to believe. Boy, this week, I'm telling you, has gone by really quickly. And thanks for everybody tuning in this morning. And maybe some of you just waking up. I know some people I've talked to have completely turned their schedules around. So in other words, they're going to bed at 8 in the morning, waking up at 5 in the afternoon and then starting their day. And there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But in these times and everything that's going on right now, clocks are, you know, I don't know. How many times do you look at your watch or clock during the day? I'm not looking at it very much. Just time seems to be passing. When I do look at it, I'm always amazed. Well, last night I had one more visit with the International Space Station. In other words, I've been tracking it every night that it's been clear and I can see it. And there's only one more pass by that'll happen tomorrow, not one tonight. Tomorrow's last pass by for a while. It'll be only about a few minutes long. It'll happen at about 8:40 in the evening. And if we have clear skies, you might get one more gander at it. To me, I've been using that as kind of like my evening meditation prayer minute, so to speak. Go out there, I set my compass and just get a good idea of where it is. And the best sighting I had was about three nights ago of all the, I think last night would have been sighting 7. And it was a decent sighting. It lasted for a while, but it was far in the western sky. It started out in the west and it ended up in the southeast and sailed through some clouds. And, you know, really, really could see it going for a bit. And during that couple of minutes, I don't know, it just seems to me that the miracles of life become really transparent. And, you know, it's interesting. It's so how this in just such a short time with the stay-at-home isolation thing has changed our perception of certain things. And I noticed this when I was looking at some video and some little bit of movie trailers and seeing how people in these trailers are just together, football game, a romantic dinner scene in a restaurant where people are having a great time. And it really does seem like almost a distant memory. It almost seems like when I see somebody kind of sharing a hot dog, you know, I'm going, oh my God, wait, can't do that. But I, you know, it also made me think that for a second and everything's changing. But then what it did make me think is that at some point in time, we're going to be back to being able to do what we normally do, though it will all be different. Things will be changed, is for sure. I'm not minimizing the seriousness of what's going on, but I also have to say we have to be optimistic. I say that every day. I can listen to my voice and hear that it's a little lower energy than it normally is. And it's not because I don't have energy and I'm, you know, doing my thing, but it's the spirit. It's the spirit low energy that I think is really important that we all boost. And not to mention the fact that I was in the studio on and off through the course of the night because my creative juices have been really flowing the last couple of days. And I've been recording some little bits and pieces of some new music that I'm hopefully going to play for you guys pretty soon. All right, we have different stuff to talk about, but what I wanted to do today is I wanted to do what we always do. We usually have about 15 seconds of quiet in the beginning of the show. I like people to join in just a little bit of silence, just to send out our love and support and prayers. Just you know, pray them if you got them. And to everybody who is really suffering right now, families that are not able to see their loved ones who might be in isolation, or families who might not be able to see their loved ones and friends who might be in the hospital on a ventilator. People that we just know, I heard this morning, you know, it's certainly not going to be unusual to probably know somebody in our group or circle of people we have in our lives that is going to be directly afflicted by what's going on. And I found out yesterday that, you know, it's interesting that the people that you don't hear about are the people that none of us know. But the ones you do hear about are a lot of musicians, a lot of actors, different people. Tom Hanks was the first big celebrity, I guess, that, you know, came down with this virus, him and his wife. But as of yesterday, I heard news of Christopher Cross. If you don't know Christopher Cross's music, if you heard it, you probably would know who he was. And I just remembered a song that I loved so much. I remember being on the road many years ago, you know, playing music. And I remember doing a trip one time from Redding, California, back to San Francisco by myself in my car. I had a little Mazda RX-7 at the time. It was such a cool car. And I remember this song came on the radio, and it just took me to a whole nother place. It filled me with optimism. It filled me with joy. And I thought I'd play it for you now. During the song, maybe we can do that 15-second meditation or thought process to send people our love and our support, which, you know, is so needed right now. This song, just to me, is like being on the ocean. I live on an island, and I see that water every single day. And it's one of the only things that sometimes keeps me going. So let's listen to the song. This is Sailing by Christopher Cross, and we'll be back in a minute. All right, Christopher Cross, song called Sailing. I needed to play that because I think it's a good meditative song, Palm Sunday, and gives us a little bit of peace. Thinks about being on the water and having that salt water spray you in the face. But I'd like to say very good morning and welcome to our wonderful co-host of the show, Rhonda E. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
There she is. Hey, doing fine. I'm just glad to hear your voice. How's this day finding you so far? Pardon me.
Oh, it's pretty quiet this morning, actually. Pretty quiet. Got the dogs out, and then I finally put them back in because I think they didn't even know what to do. It was so quiet.
They're waiting for you. They want you to go out there and play with them.
I guess so.
Good. Well, let us know how you're doing with your flute today.
My what?
Your cold. Got a couple of notes.
I felt a little bit better yesterday, and I felt a little bit better this morning. So I'm hoping that hoping that the day will show me that I'm hopefully over this. That's what I'm hoping for. So far, this morning was okay. Got a fairly good night's sleep. Was up a little bit last night, but yeah, hoping to be over the worst of it is what I'm hoping for.
Well, everybody is hoping that you are too, because we know that you've been going through this for several weeks. And
yes,
good. It's a sign on the horizon of feeling better. This is really good.
Lots and lots of chicken soup and lots of chicken broth.
Yeah, it helps. Well, Jewish penicillin works every single time. Anyway, so there's a couple of things in the news. Pardon me one second. That morning throat. A couple of interesting good things in the news. The Hamilton Food Bank, which had to shut their doors for several days because they were overwhelmed, and most of the people that were volunteering at that food bank are in the high risk category, older, and finally they dispatched some local National Guard to get up to that part of town, part of the area, to continue delivering food to families who are in quarantine up in the foothills up there. And I was really happy to hear that the food flow is still going up there, and people are receiving some meals, and especially kids that were the ones in so much need up there. And the same thing is happening all around town. Rhonda has a Love Box place now, which is a box that contains different kinds of canned goods and things that people may need. Rhonda, can you explain a little bit how that works so people know?
Basically, I got it from a local community here, Church from Christ the King. They have one here, and I saw something posted on You're from Anacortes When, and I just went to it, and the lady gave me a call, and they brought it to me as of yesterday, set it up and everything, and all they had to do was just, basically, they even had a box of goodies to put in it, but it's really basically for anybody who wants. I think they have a handful more to put around the community for just possibly your neighbors. I have a few elderly in my neighborhood, so mine was
so
basically to say to my neighbors.
If you go,
if you go, you mean as far as getting one, or how does mine work?
No, I want how it works to the public. What do people have to know about it and how it actually works?
Well, you can give Christ the King a call and find out if they have any left. And how it would work basically is it would set up wherever you want to. You can do it for an outreach for people in the community and areas that maybe you think maybe there might be people that might gravitate to getting something for themselves. Or you can do it for your neighborhood. There may be elderly in your neighborhood or people basically who may have needs for the week, and maybe you can't get close to them. Maybe you're not family, but you definitely can, do a, I call it my porch wave or my next door wave, and say, hey, if there's anything you need, give me a text, give me a shout out. And if I'm nearby the store, whatever, I can put it in my box. And then I can let it's there, and you can go get it. And you just all responsibility would be is to come and get whatever, and then if you're able to replenish anything by maybe another person's need, or maybe it's something you're grabbing, maybe next time you go to the store, you know, you could put it back for another person, and the only responsibility is just, you know, obviously would fall on me, would be just keeping the components that I have on the street clean. You know, I
right.
obviously can't be in charge of other people's hands, you know, going in, but I definitely can, you know, take a pair of gloves and some Clorox wipes or whatever and go out there and wash it, you know, each time, you know, just to check and see if anybody's been inside there to grab anything at all. So it's just an extra, you know, we don't know as the days move forward on that, how everything looks. So I think it was just one of those things where, you know, let's try this and see if this helps out as far as the neighborhood and possibly as a community thing too, you know, because you see people with food banks, even here in my community where they're advertising, they have food, you know, in some area that people can come pick it up. And that's great, but those people are going out there and doing an awful lot of running around. So I thought, you know, this might be a good idea too in general to have another possibility of having something close by in your own neighborhood. So we don't have to rely so much on those sources out there, but we can also participate in our own neighborhoods.
Right. Well, no, that makes total sense. And basically the rules of summer just to keep things clean and be careful even upon placing things in there and receiving things, which makes total sense. And
yeah, it's pretty just much, it's really pretty much just canned goods and things like that. It's not a unit for, you know, milk and eggs and things like that. Or
right.
It's really just more for canned goods, for Kudo bars,
yeah.
Or, you know, macaroni and cheese or spaghetti and sauces and stuff that actually can sit
sure.
in there for people to come and grab, you know, but definitely not for, you know, things that need to be refrigerated.
No, I'm really glad that you mentioned that because, you know, I think it's, I think it's something that's really, really a beautiful thing to do. And honestly, there are people, I saw that a couple of times yesterday, a senior person struggling, carrying a couple of bags of groceries, walking down the street very slowly. I've seen this woman in my neighborhood for a long time, and I just didn't know what, I basically saw her go into her apartment. So by the time I saw her, she was just walking into her apartment. She's right down the street from me. But it made me realize exactly what you're saying, and I kind of thought that I know where she lives. I don't want to scare her, but maybe what I'll do is just walk down there and keep my distance and knock on her door and tell her that I'm her neighbor, and if she can think of anything that she would need, I'll make a run down there in the morning for her, because I know she must have had to get up about 5 in the morning, 5:30, to walk down there. And then, you know, because they have the market locally has a shopping hour from 6 to 7, I think, for seniors. And I know she probably had to use most of her time just to walk there and then walk back. And that's what we're talking about. That's exactly what this box is, maybe a supplement. I would also say that maybe people can leave a phone number or something if they happen to be in that situation and maybe need a call or a little bit of help. That would be a really good idea, too. So, you know, can pick up a phone number somehow, maybe call somebody and check on somebody, even if they're a stranger or a neighbor, you know.
I think as time goes past, it's kind of like one of those unknowns, you know, what can you do? I mean, there's a ton of things you can do, but what more could I do would be outside of those things to do? And clearly this is just an avenue of, you know, there could be just even like a suggestion box of maybe people that go by, you know, and put stuff in it. But right now it's kind of new to me. So right now there's a few items in it. It does have a note down below that says, you know, take what you need and make sure you give back. So the concept is take what you need because it's there for you to do that, but have the love and care that if you're able to put back, it's not just about giving. It's also about giving back too. So, anyways, for those people that might see those boxes out there, you know, it's a great avenue to help. It's also a great avenue to supply it back and put things in there if you're able to help too after you've even had the need to be helped. So in that being said, that's kind of what that's for. I thought it was just a great avenue, and I too have, you know, let my neighbors, a few of them know, and my elderly neighbor that I have as well, anything they need. And then they will also know that that box is there for them too, in case there's something they need. So I just, you know, interneting and porch waving, you know, and street talking in your neighborhood to find out what people need too, you know, 6 feet away, obviously, but making yourself known that I'm here. It's awful quiet around here. If you need anything, I've got this over here for you. Just letting you know, I haven't gone anywhere. I care. I think it's just a good way to be within your community, you know.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think it's a real helpful thing. Well, that's one of the ways to definitely help. Just another announcement that I just found out. There's a couple of people who are asking about veterinarians and that have pets that might not be doing so good, that they want to know what kind of services might be available. Well, you know, I know about as much as you all know, but we do know that some of the vets are maintaining hours and certainly returning phone calls to be able to pass on information that might help your pet in distress. You know, there's no definite rule on that. A veterinarian is a doctor. It's also still considered an essential business. Don't like the word essential and non-essential. I believe that everybody is essential. But so if you do have a pet out there that, you know, is not doing so good or you need some help, most of the local vets in your area probably have answering services. And I'm sure you can make a call. I wouldn't just show up, though. I would definitely call first and see if you can arrange a specific time. I imagine there's that same rule, having a pet in exchange, passing the pet on to the vet and maintaining the distance, it's going to be a little tricky. But if you're sitting at home and you're stressing out about your animal, please make a phone call and find out what your options are that way. I know some vets are doing business as usual, but they want you to, obviously they're not going to allow you to just walk in at this point in time. They want you to call and set up an appointment. So just passing that information on. I know, Rhonda, you got a couple of dogs over there. So, you know, just something to think about for sure.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything. I wish I could say that I've heard on the veterinary part. I know a couple of weeks ago that my dog had an ordeal, and I know that my vet was open at that time, but everything's fine now in the front home. So I'm not really sure how that's operating right now. I know that even my groomer that I had that was for my big dog, there was the grooming kind of went out when all this stuff took place. Most of your groomers are no longer open. There may be a couple, but mine certainly is not. So, you know, I guess just do your phone calling, you know, check in with, you know, your vet or whomever to see whether or not they're practicing right now or if there's a time or how they're doing it. So that would be my insight there, to basically just connect with them. You know, if you have the number, just let them know what your problem issue is. They probably more than likely have an answer to your solution, or can help you maybe even understand what you can do for your pet even at home, even if those places may not be available at this point.
Right. Okay. That's good information for sure. Well, I think that, you know, the stress level of all this stuff, you know, there's what I get when I hear Rhonda Eve is always an answer and some sort of solution for everything, you know, and that's what, you know, that's what we're facing right now, to just try to find the sunny side of the street, you know, and just, don't fret, and also don't be afraid to reach out. And if you're somebody who's listening that has a limited scope of people in your life to reach out to, pardon me, then you can always email us at chefstuarto@hotmail.com. That's C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O@hotmail.com, and possibly we can send you some information, some ways of somebody that you might be able to talk to get you through the rest of the day. You're not alone, even though maybe it certainly feels like it, you know. And I'm still seeing my Sunday morning, as I'm looking out the window right now, I'm seeing some of the Sunday morning walkers, some of the people that are walking. I see people walking feet together. I imagine they're with each other. I also saw something the other day, that there was a little kid playing on the sidewalk, and then there was a jogger running on the sidewalk, and I was thinking, what is that jogger going to do? Is he going to keep walking, you know, running past this girl, little girl, or is he going to run into the street and just keep a distance? And surprisingly, he absolutely, 10 feet before he got to her, he ran back into the street and certain circle around it. And he was absolutely thinking about somebody else. And I thought that was kind of a beautiful thing. I didn't, you know, he was obviously really into his run, but he thought enough to maintain a distance by still trying to make his run, you know.
Right.
One little thing I wanted to put out there, too, there's been just a lot of reports of, and this is a little scary, a little bit of car prowling going on around town. Some people, unfortunately, are taking advantage of the fact that nobody's around and it's really quiet. Just make sure that if you have a vehicle parked, that it's locked and that you have nothing necessarily visible, that somebody might be tempted to knock your window out. It's just part of this. I want to just bring it up as a safety concern. I'm not going to dwell on it, but you know, there's some people that are taking advantage of all of this stuff. So just be aware of it. Also be aware of, leaving some of your tools outside and lawnmowers and things like that. Bicycles for sure. Just checking the reports, there's something like 35 bicycles that were stolen. I'm not laughing. It's just crazy. What is somebody going to do with a bicycle right now? But, you know, so all things like that, especially kids' bikes mostly, you know, just I don't know what a grown-up who's going to take a bike is going to deal with a kid's bike, but just be aware of that and put stuff behind the house or wherever you feel it might be safe. Something to think about. We're on to E. It's Palm Sunday.
And, yes, it is.
It's a beautiful day to worship. It's a beautiful day to lock into a service, maybe, if that's your belief. There's plenty of things online and on the radio to just give you a feeling of being in a congregation. You are in the congregation of life and in the world, no matter where you are, no matter whether you're alone or with a group of people. So to all those celebrating today, we wish you God's love and the best in this fantastic day. And that's what I know. Ron, do you have anything else you want to add before we go? We're only down to about a minute and 20 seconds left.
Well, my thought is today, you know, is like you said, it's Palm Sunday. It's a day to reflect. It's a day to ponder. I think when the dust settles, as I've heard it, we will realize how little we need, how very much we actually have, and true the value of human connection. And I think today I would just challenge anybody that the human connection between Palm Sunday and the greatest love story ever told in my faith is just that, you know, God loves us. He made a way for us. And he truly desires for us to connect as a people and to love each other through hardships and to come together as a whole. So I would just challenge you today, if you are discouraged and you need encouraged, extending your hand out to the good Lord above is not a bad thing. It's a good thing because he loves you. Be encouraged today. Know that there may be a lot of fear out there right now, but he is perfectly able to do what he's able to do. So just a beautiful Palm Sunday for you. Reach out to your neighbor. Love each other.
All right.
And realize that you are loved. Realize that you are loved by a great God.
Amen to that. And we got to go, Rhonda. Love you so much. Thank you so much for being part of the show. And everybody, have a good day. We'll be back at 9 o'clock tonight. This is Chef Suardo, Foodomania. And have a beautiful Palm Sunday. Have a beautiful day. And love everybody around you. That's what we say. Bye-bye.
We can see the shaded moon. Flowers blooming.